Time to join our reviewer, Jenna Todd of Time Out Bookstore in Auckland, who's going to be talking about Square Haunting by Francesca Wade. Kia ora, Jenna.
Kia ora, Lynn. How are you?
I'm well. I hear things are buzzing in bookstores all over the country, and yours is tiny. So how's the social distancing going?
Oh, yeah, we're taking it step by step, but everyone's being very kind and lots of sanitizer, and it's good, but it's so busy, which is wonderful. Everyone's, you know, popping in to say hi. They've missed us and we've missed them.
Are you getting a sense that this is happening around the country? I mean, the booksellers I spoke to were feeling pretty confident when we came into level two, but it's sounding like it's going off.
Yeah, that's the sense that I'm getting from our allies and friends, and everyone in our stock is really starting to come in like tsunami waves now, so we're really overwhelmed in getting those books on the shelf. So it's like Christmas again, but like it's just been a bit crazy, but it's all good. We're happy to be back.
Well, it's good to hear. I must say, I know an awful lot of people who are now vowing never to buy books online from overseas again and to support local.
I know. Yeah. That's what I love. We have some converted people coming through, which is really nice. We were always there waiting for them.
Long may it last. Right, to the book at hand, Square Haunting, Five Women, Freedom and London Between the Wars by Francesca Wade. What can you tell us about it?
Well, Square Haunting is a fascinating group biography of five women who lived in Bloomsbury's Mecklenburg Square in London, and it's set between World War I and World War II. I'm a bit of an English lit pleb, so I didn't know all of these people, but we had H.D., a modernist poet, Dorothy L. Sayers, a detective novelist, Jane Ellen Harrison, a classicist and translator, Eileen Power, a world historian, and of course, Virginia Woolf, author and publisher. I definitely knew who that was. So what Francesca Wade has done has curated their biographies in just little snippets from when they lived in the square, which was all at different stages of their lives. And these women have really written their own lives in this book. Like, Wade is just collated and curated their letters and biographies and looking closely at their work to tell their story. And so what you have is just this wonderful that they've all kind of come in at a time where something's changing, and it's a period of change for them. And so I think it's super interesting of how she curated this work. I feel like I'm saying that over and over again. There's a wee bit of crossover between the people, and her research finds connections between people. And my favourite person was Dorothy S. Sayers. I thought she was really wonderful to read about. She's a crime writer, and I loved reading about how she took revenge on her past lovers in her detective novels.
What's Francesca Wade's style? I know she's a literary editor, so is this a very literary book?
Yes, but very readable. She comes from you can tell she's a very literary, like academic background, and it feels like a bit like you're reading, like a master's work, or I'm pretty sure she studied HD for her master's work, so it feels like that, but then also super interesting and quite charming as well. And she pulls out these wonderful quotes from letters. Like, Dorothy Sayers wrote this amazing quote, "The one thing worse than bearing the child of a man you hate would be being condemned to being childless by the man you loved." All of these women were quite unconventional, and they left behind what was expected of them for their own work and their own education. One of the most constant thing is, and the constant thread is, bringing each woman's lifestyle and goals back to Virginia Woolf's work, A Room of One's Own. And it's such an important message to come back to, and a reminder of how unconventional these women were at the time. So I think ultimately this book is an introduction to, which I know, rich histories of these five women, and a starting point for further reading for people. But I think if you're interested in women, literature, London, the Bloomsbury set, the wartime period, there's definitely something for you in this book. It's also really nice.
That's right. They lived, as you mentioned, they lived in this square, this part of Bloomsbury, at different times. But I think they read each other's work, and they were influenced by each other's work. So that's a nice connection.
Yeah, exactly. And she pulls, that's how those threads are pulled in. And Wade finds things where they might have not like a character might have not directly referenced one of the other women, but she thinks they must have, they're referencing their words in letters to other people. And so that she's put it in a really nice package set, I think. And it's a nice gift. It's such a nice little hardback book. I think it's a great gift for someone. It was really a delight to read. And you also have a lot of starring authors coming in. You know, you have Mansfield as Ezra Pound, D.H. Lawrence. They're flitting about in the background as well.
You mentioned that Dorothy Sayers was your favourite, you most particularly enjoyed. But was there another one there that, I don't know, perhaps surprised you or intrigued you?
Well, as I said, I'm an English lit pleb, but I really liked Jane Ellen Harrison. She moved into Mecklenburg Square in her 70s, and she was starting her life again. She was one of the first women to go to Cambridge University, and she was once labelled the smartest woman in England. But she never, along her colleagues who got all these residencies and work and tenures, she never got it. And so she got her first tenure at a university when she was in her 50s. But they never published her work or anything. She just kept on going and really worked hard in education and men's working clubs. And so she was so inspiring as well. And she was heavily inspirational for all the other women because she was that much older.
Thank you very much. Jenna Todd of Time Out Bookstore in Auckland, reviewing Square Haunting by Francesca Wade. It's published by Faber, and the recommended retail price is $45.